And this is Ann Forbes Cooper.
And we have on the telephone Lily Kumar, who is cooking Indian-style dinners at the Main Street Public House in Philmont Saturday nights these days. Hello, Lily.
Hi, Richard. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Thank you for coming to the show.
Thank you. My pleasure.
How did you happen to start cooking for the public house?
At the pub. We just went there for dinner once and just enjoyed Elizabeth and Matt's company. And then she just offered that if I wanted to cook Indian food on a Saturday night. And that's it. So we've been doing that now for, I think, a little over 2 months.
And do you have any particular specialties?
Not really. I mean, I just different kinds of curries and different lentils and stuff, and just whatever comes to me on. It's strange though, but on Monday or Tuesday, I think of what I need to, what I'd like to cook on a Saturday. So, it's just stuff that I've been cooking, and my grandmother used to cook for us when we were growing up, and so far it's been doing. I mean, enjoying it, and that's it.
And it's a sort of regional Indian cooking.
Sorry?
It's a regional style of cooking?
This is an Anglo-Indian cooking. It's very different from what we would get in restaurants, I think. That they are like this Saturday I'm going to make a pork vindaloo, which is very different to what we get in restaurants. It's something my grandmother used to make and something we've all enjoyed making and, eating, so... That's going to be this Saturday, and curries are, the different kinds of stuff. It's just what comes into my head that week, and go ahead with that.
And hi, Lily, it's Anne here. Did you have any training, culinary background at all? Any cooking classes?
No, none. Actually, when we first moved up here in Hudson, everybody, we met us. Oh, you're Indians, you have to open an Indian restaurant because there's nothing. There are no Indian restaurants up here in Hudson. And so I've been cooking a lot, for friends and stuff like that for a long time. And said, okay, we'll give it a try. And we went from there.
So you're enjoying it, clearly.
I am. It's the perfect form for my cooking. It's low-key, it's really nice, and it's I think it's a great atmosphere there in the pub. And they're great people. We've met really nice people coming there for dinner and stuff, for both the pub food and the Indian food on Saturday night. So it's been, I have been enjoying it, yes.
Now,
like my husband keeps saying, it's more labor of love than anything else, and it's true.
And you have a certain menu. What kind of dishes do you serve?
Different. Like we do a curry. Like this weekend... I'm doing a pork vindaloo with the lentils and a rice for the non-veg, and for the vegetarians I'm making a curry, which is a yogurt and a gram flour. These two are my favorite dishes actually. And last Saturday I made a fish curry. So it just depends on what's available that week, what Elizabeth can get, if it's lamb or beef or fish, and then of course. Pork, this is my request, if we could get pork for this weekend, and so we're doing that.
And is the food supplied locally?
Sorry?
Does the food come from local farms?
Yes, all the vegetables and stuff, we do get them from the local farmers, of course, her milks and everything from local farmers, and I do get certain ingredients from the Indian store, which we can't get from local farmers, so there are a few things. Spices, actually... I found in Hawthorne Valley Farm store, they sell great spices there, so I've been using that their spice. And but there's certain things that I need to get from the Indian store, and I get them to just, a small percentage of what we're cooking.
I think we should also mention that this is not your primary business, and why don't you tell us just a little bit about your shop?
About my shop?
Yes.
Okay, Lily K. Traders on Warren Street. It's a business we had actually back in Ridgewood, New Jersey we had that for 10 years. It's a home furnishing and our main business actually is window treatments. We do these silk shades, and we do have a lot of stuff we've got from Italy, like lights and lamps and tables and stuff like that. And the building is so beautiful. It's an old building which we renovated. So the three floors we renovated, and the top most is a small apartment. And the second floor, which is, I mean, everything, like the floors we kind of saved, and we have all these beautiful tiles and wood floors and stuff like that. So it's a nice area. We love this. We love Hudson. And we, of course, Philmont. And we stay in Claverack, so we do go to Philmont for a lot of stuff, things.
So, Lily, I'm guessing, just to switch back to the cooking bit, I'm guessing you've got quite a following now. Do you have to book in advance to come and partake of your wonderful cooking?
It's not a huge following, but it is preferable if they would call in advance, because then I know how much to prepare. Because initially when we were doing it, I was preparing a lot of food, and a lot of it was just left over and stuff. But we do prefer that, but we do have a lot of people that are just walking in, and we've changed our menu. We had a prefix menu before, and now we've changed it to, you know, per dish, like the non-veg or the vegetarian, and appetizers are separate, so gives more people a chance to try it out and stuff like that. So which is, I think this is a much better way of going about it, and I think we're enjoying it more.
And presumably the customers are sort of multinational. You get Indians as well as white people and all nationalities.
Well, we haven't had any Indians yet for dinner. No.
Well, perhaps after Indians. They hear this, they'll start flocking there.
Yeah, it's different also for them. I mean, like Indian food, this is very different to how they would prepare their stuff. But yeah, we'd love for them to come. It'll be great. And in fact, this last Saturday was a local guy who's been hanging around the pub every Saturday, really nice guy, I've forgotten his name, and he said, look, I'm going to try Indian food today, and he did, and he liked it, and he said he's going to have it again, so that's nice, you know, that's a nice feeling for me to know that people are ready to try it, and people like it, and stuff like that, so, and of course, I can't say it enough, the pub is a great place to come, it's really nice, Elizabeth and Matt have done a great job there, and just to hang out, their drinks and the people that come there now are really nice. So it's fun.
So unfortunately, I live a wee way away. I live in Catskill, so I don't suppose you do deliveries yet then?
No, we don't do deliveries yet now.
Okay.
Soon, hopefully, but not yet.
Perhaps, yeah. Your
how far
grows.
Is that from
It's a ways. It's quite a ways.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like to say about the dinners, Lily?
Sorry, Richard, I didn't get that.
I said, is there anything else you'd like to add?
About the dinner?
Yes.
I just let people know that it's something different every week. I try to do something different every week, and with the appetizers and with the main dishes. And this Saturday, I'm going to make a tomato bal chow, which is like a tomato chutney. And that's for my grandmother's, I mean, of course, you know, my grandmother used to make it perfectly. But I'm adding that to it, and the chutneys, the green chutney I make at home, I don't make the sweet chutney at home, but I'm doing the tomato bal chow. And so just every week, something different, and hopefully, you know, people will come and try it.
Well, good luck.
We're going to see you there, Richard, one evening, on Saturday.
I certainly will be.
And you, Anne?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, it'll be great.
Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Thank
Lily.
You so much.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.